This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Beltway Blitz is coming up in just a couple of moments. We'll cover the Nats with Britt Cirulli of The Athletic, the Wizards with Varun Shankar of The Washington Post, and the Commanders with Michael Phillips of 910 The Fan, Richmond. By the way, Danny, you just heard Linnell in the update bring this up, but Mike Rizzo tomorrow right here on The Fan with the Junkies. That had been his weekly appointment with them for years at 9 a.m., and he will be back on the air after having been relieved of his duties, fired by the Nats this week. But that is a grab-your-popcorn appointment radio opportunity for them to get the first public words from Rizzo in any interview since his dismissal.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And good on him for doing it, obviously. And, you know, him and the Junks have built such a rapport over the years. You know, that everything that needs to be asked, they'll be asked, and he'll have a chance to, you know, get his word out and, you know, his message to fans and everything in between, man. That is must listen.
9 a.m., Mike Rizzo on with the Junkies. All right, let's get to the Beltway Blitz. Wizards on deck, Commanders in the hole. We start on the diamond. And we start with Britt Cirulli of The Athletic, who once covered the Nationals and now covers all things baseball nationally. What is your take on the oustering of Rizzo and Martinez together here in the middle of July?
Yeah, I thought like everyone else, guys, the timing was weird. I felt like they were it was pretty apparent that they weren't going to bring either of these guys back, that they didn't want to pick up the option on either one of these guys. They don't want to pay them. You know, what is kind of turned into a little bit of a hefty sum. And I was just confused as to the timing. During the losing streak could have been fine, during the All-Star break even. But it felt very much like a knee-jerk reaction from an ownership group that we haven't really seen knee-jerk reactions from, that has been more apathetic than anything. So, you know, ultimately, if you had told me that they weren't going to be back next year, that wouldn't have surprised me. But kind of similar to the Rafael Devers trade of the Red Sox, right? It was about the win, the timing of it, that seems to be the most curious.
So I think you touched on something, Britt. I have a million questions about this, and I know I'm never going to get the answers until somebody writes the book in like 15 years. But, I mean, is this possibly, and I'm kind of looking for a silver lining here, possibly the beginning of ownership engagement back with the team? I know spending's not happening. I've kind of got that out of my brain, but I'll take an engaged ownership, you know, overseeing things than whatever this has been for the last several years.
I don't think so. I think this was a case where Ken Rosenthal at The Athletic wrote a pretty biting column on them. I think The Washington Post did some as well. And, you know, what we know about the Lerners is they don't handle criticism well. They are thin-skinned, and I think they felt like they were tired of being criticized and under the microscope. But obviously, guys, no, they're still under the microscope. Firing these guys didn't relieve them of any of that, but I think they felt like it shifted the onus away from them. You know, whether or not that actually accomplished that, I think is certainly room for debate.
Britt Cirulli of The Athletic. So what now? In terms of a GM search, a managerial search, what should they do? What will they do?
I feel like, guys, I would be surprised if they got a GM from outside of the organization. I feel like this is a situation where, you know, they probably will conduct a search, whether or not that is a real search or a search that, you know, really just kind of quells people that saying, well, you can't just promote, you know, the interim GM. I think when it comes to manager, they're going to be careful here. I think you're not going to probably get an expensive veteran manager. We know they don't like to spend a lot of money. And we know that baseball looks like it's headed towards a likely lockout at the end of 2026. So I just don't see them signing a manager who, let's say a George Rorty or a Buchholter, or a guy who's been out of baseball who's going to say, I'm not coming for 1 year. I'm not coming for, you know, $1 million. So I think what you're going to have likely is a first-time manager, which, you know, isn't the worst thing in the world. But I think until ownership allows whoever is GM to build out the infrastructure and to really, you know, beef up the front office. Rizzo had let a lot of people go over the years. They were, you know, really low on technology. We know their analytics, and they're behind in that regard as well. I think that they make hires that don't wow anyone, and they just sort of hang on for a little while because the sport facing the lockout, the media issues that are going on right now, I think once you get past maybe into 2028 or so, you have a much clearer situation and a much better valuation of what the Nationals are worth. And I think that, unfortunately, is going to probably be the most likely timeline for them to re-explore a sale. So I think the next couple of years, they're just going to kind of be hanging on, which I know people don't want to hear, but that's what I believe is the most likely scenario.
Where did Rizzo and by extension, Davey, fall short, where you could say, okay, I can kind of see them being let go?
Well, I think with Rizzo, it was a case of developing. And, you know, obviously they have a trio of really good players in Gore, Abrams, and Wood, but they don't have enough. They don't have enough players to supplement that. And you saw that on the field. And certainly with Davey, I think you second-guess a lot of his managerial decisions. And the fact that the manager does not control a lot, but they do control fundamentals, how a team plays. And they just consistently didn't do the little things right, even though that's all Davey has ever preached. So I think Davey's comments about the coaches kind of put him on the chopping block. I don't want to say he got himself fired, but it certainly, I think, sped up that timeline. And given that they had to make that decision on Davey with the option, and I was told that the option on Rizzo could have waited until the end of the season, I think they just felt like if we're going to get rid of Davey now, if we're not going to pick up his option, then we might as well clean house and get rid of Rizzo too. I don't know how much they trusted him to make the number one pick in the draft if he knew he was going to be gone. I think there were a lot of things that weighed into this decision. These two guys brought a World Series to D.C. They did a lot of good for the Nationals, and I want to make sure that doesn't get lost. But I think it was long overdue for a change, for a fresh perspective. Now the key is going to be, can they get this fresh perspective in there? Can they get the right perspective in there, right? Not just who is cheapest, who's going to save us $8 million that isn't Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez.
Britt, it's really insightful. Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.